Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from the Houston, Texas area.
Hello, geeks. Jack Munson from the Kigo offices in Chicago. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing well. And, you know, I always say if it's Wednesday, it's Social Geek, it's Geek It Out. It's, you know, how can you not be good on a day like today?
Absolutely. What do you got for a Geek It Out for us this week?
Well, we know that, you know, Facebook seems to be always top of mind, and they've made a change, but they've added a new page role, a feature that I think is going to come in very handy for a lot of franchise brands that want to go live on Facebook but really don't want to give up control of their Facebook page. So Facebook now has Facebook Live Contributor, and what the page admin can do is make somebody in a contributor to do live streaming. Now, they cannot comment on the page. They can't view the analytics. They can't create ads. Basically, all they can do is open Facebook and do a live stream from the business page. So I hope that we see a lot more live streams out there from the franchise brands or small business owners, anybody that has a business page, because they're going to let somebody else do it when they're so afraid to go live themselves. You know, give it to the person, I don't know, maybe Deb, maybe Jack, that's comfortable with doing Facebook Live.
Right, or that franchisee who just became mm-hmm. part of your system, and maybe they're having a grand opening, or
that's
maybe
right.
they're right, or maybe they want to show everybody where the new location of the whatever shop is going to be. If you're trusting them with your brand and you're trusting them to be part of your franchise system, why are you not trusting them with your Facebook page for a few minutes and let
That's right.
everybody else in the system and all of your other customers know that you're growing and you've got this great new store opening in whatever city? I think that's a phenomenal idea to include your franchisees, new and old, in the Facebook Live contributor role. That's and the other thing I'll say about that is, if you're not doing live video, as Deb just said, you're really missing out on some great organic reach that you can't get with just posting text or just posting links to something or just posting a photo. If you're doing live video, your fans and your friends are going to be notified, and it's going to show up at the top of their Facebook feed. And as you can tell, we're big advocates for Facebook Live here.
We are. And the other thing is, too, is it's not just those that are following you. And I know I loved it when we were at IFA and Wild Birds, Jim, you know, he said, "What, you know, only if people that are following me know that I'm going live." And that's not true. And I showed him that it going live is public. So it helps you generate more likes to your page, because anybody that's opening up live streams can see those live streams and they can, oh, you know what, I think I better like this page. So it's public, you know, go ahead and get that reach and do some live video stream.
Excellent. All right. Good Geek It Out. Love it. We'll keep coming back to Facebook Live, I have a feeling, as things evolve and maybe people start using it a little bit more and trusting people in their systems with some live video. So excellent. Let's bring out our guest, Deb.
Yes, please. So with us tonight, we have Natalie Barnes. She is president of Business Alliance Incorporated, based in the lovely city of Seattle in Washington. So, Natalie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jack and Deb. I appreciate being here today.
Yeah. So why don't you tell – I know a lot about you. Great stuff. But why don't you go ahead and tell a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in franchising and, of course, how you are working with Business Alliance Incorporated.
Yes, thank you so much. I was actually raised in an entrepreneurial family. So, you know, my father started a kitchen and bathroom surface business in 1968. We originally are from New York, but we moved to Seattle. And so I feel like I even though upstate, a very rural area of New York, is just as much home because a large family back there still is there, but all my schooling is out here. And so I eventually took over the family business, ran that, and then we had the opportunity to sell. We were a petroleum-based product, and it really wasn't fun anymore. And so, but I was raised that we had a Christmas tree farm. We had products we sold. So everything we did was business ownership. So that's really all I knew. And then when we sold the business, I was really in a place thinking, now what? And I started looking at franchises. And I was looking for something that I didn't want to have employees. We had a lot of employees in the manufacturing business. I was looking at something that I can do from my home office because my boys were younger. And believe it or not, I started working with a franchise consultant. And then I thought, oh my goodness, I'm very well equipped to do what she is doing. And I did a lot of work. I had some clients in strategic business planning, and I was working with them. So I wanted a lot of flexibility. So hence I became a franchise consultant, and I loved it from day one. It's, you know, anyone in this industry, we're passionate about business ownership, and I had to learn the franchise world. I knew business ownership. I worked heavily with the Small Business Administration and different programs on the military base around the Seattle-Tacoma market, but I learned franchising, fell in love with what franchising offered, because for those that want that support and predictability but wanted that American dream. So sometimes it's a little sappy in the sense that I'm such a proponent of the American dream, and that's what franchising can offer. And so then I was a consultant, had a lot of success doing that, was offered to handle training when people would come to Seattle, new consultants to do the initial training. And then I had the opportunity in the succession plan to take over as president and CEO. So I run full operations here, and we have a solid, strong group of consultants throughout the country, just under, 200 consultants that are active franchise consultants. And so it's been a very exciting path for me. That's been about 4 years, and I can honestly say I absolutely love what we represent and what we do as a company.
That's great. Tell us about some of the changes you've seen in franchise development from when you started till today. It's been a lot different. Or it's a lot different now than it was then. What are some of the big changes you've seen?
Oh my goodness, I know that Jack, you and Deb both are very, in front of what has happened. When going to the International Franchise Association conventions from years prior to now. But I think probably the biggest changes, number one, would be competition. There's a lot more competition, a lot more franchises in the marketplace. At the convention, I forget what the number was. I don't know, Deb, if you can recall, or Jack, the number, amount of franchises that had under 100 locations. It was significant.
Yeah, I don't remember the number, but it was a real eye-opener, yeah.
It was. It surprised me as well. And that just shows you the competition, because there's a lot of franchises that may have 50 locations or 100 or 150 that may not be nationally branded, but they're really solid companies where the franchisees are doing very well. So I think the competition, and then also I think the biggest change we have seen, and it's really has gone through this evolution where we're seeing it still evolving, is how people find franchises. There's so much confusion out there. And so, when I first started, everything was done at expos, everything was done personally, and then everything went technology, where people wanted to go on the portals and look on their own. And I think now that's actually evolving back, where they need the combination. They need that personal connection. I mean, you can do a Google is a verb for me, and if I Google franchises, I think I Googled it last week, because sometimes I tell people about this, and when I do different talks at the SBA offices or something, and I said, Google franchises, and there's 62 million links. How does someone find the right franchise for them, other than saying, oh, let me find this because I like their sandwiches, or let me find this because my kids love this store. Or, you know, it's that's the wrong reason for buying a franchise. So that confusion, and that will consistently, and it is evolving just with what's happening with what you talked about earlier with Facebook and Facebook Live, and how do these franchises get noticed, and how does a consumer, that client who's looking for being an entrepreneur, how do they find that right fit that makes sense for them naturally? What is that role of the owner? It's very different. They have to believe in what they're producing or what they represent, but they have to believe in it, but it has to be a natural fit for them. So it will continue to evolve just because of how fast technology is moving. Thankfully for people like each of you that help us decipher this confusion online.
There's a lot to be said there about franchising and the involvement and how things have changed. But, you know, your dedication to the franchise sector is very evident here, but you also show it within your own team and your staff. And I was delighted to be able to sit at IFA. I always love to attend the CFE graduations because there's always, you know, colleagues there that are graduating. I have my CFE. And your operations manager, Gina Johnson, graduated. But what I learned recently was that she actually applied and went through the CFE in less than a year. That's really hard to do. That's dedication, not just for Gina, but for yourself too, because she has to attend sessions and be away from, I guess, you know, her operations because she's doing online learning. Tell us more about, you know, why do you play so much in the CFE?
Yes, it was, you know, I'm a very strong proponent of strategic business planning, and our team here, everyone has key performance indicators. We have executive team meetings each month, and we're pretty dedicated to that. And it just shows by results. Everything is about measurable results. And one of the things that we really committed to, you know, Business Alliance has been around for so long, since 1991. And so before it was really much of an industry, and it has evolved as a company dramatically. And when I took over the presidency, one of the things that was critical is just our commitment to excellence and being relevant in the industry. We have to be relevant to our clients, who are the franchise companies that we contract with, and we have to be relevant to our franchise consultants. So by committing to excellence, saying that we have to be relevant not only in, you know, our education, but how we support people, how we connect people to each other. And the CFE designation is something that as a company we support fully. So Gina made that commitment. In a 1 year, we knew it was going to involve travel for her, but also we connect with our franchise companies throughout the country. So it was definitely a win-win on many levels. It was beneficial for our company. We now have Heath Turner committed. He will probably do a 2-year, you know, cycle with getting his CFE. We're not a company based on Natalie Barnes being the president. I have good people surrounding me. I have a really good team in place that is dedicated to what we do. So the CFE is just one of those commitments we make towards excellence to what the IFA represents. There's the true, to me, it is the only true certification that's respected in the industry. We're not going to certify our own people. We have to be relevant, saying, IFA is doing so much for our industry, and having that CFE certification just ensures that we continue to show that level of excellence. Does that make sense, Deb?
Absolutely, yeah, and I loved hearing that Heath's now participating in the CFE program, so very good. I'm looking forward to learning more about what he thinks about the CFE. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, BAI and franchising, but how can potential franchisees, you know, I wish that you had the services out there when I was looking to find my own franchise, and I just happened to hear about that brand by word of mouth years ago, 1996. So today, how do folks learn more about franchising, and specifically, you know, how do they connect with you guys?
Yes, you know, our consultants are around the country, and there's a few ways. Some of our consultants are very active in their local community, and some actually do some of the marketing online, as most people do search for franchises online as well. And so we as a company in Seattle, so the simple way is our website, you know, Business Alliance Inc., you know, website, we can actually connect people to someone in their local area where they are. At corporate, we support our consultants, and we would connect them to the right person involved. And so that's sometimes the easiest way. We internally have some goals and actually some activity happening today with launching our new website this afternoon, so we're very excited about that. And so that will help define and ways to contact us to connect our consultants to the right people. But they're pretty active in their local communities as well.
Excellent. This is Social Geek Radio, and we're speaking with President of Business Alliance, Inc., BAI, Natalie Barnes. Natalie, in the few minutes we have left, if people are interested in joining the team as a broker, is it sort of the same contact method? Are they going through the website? Do you have sort of a different process for that? What's a good way for folks to reach you on that front?
Yes, they do go through the website, and the process is quite a bit different. We don't go for saying, let's get as many consultants in the country as possible. It's not who we are. We have a fairly stringent processing and selection process. They contact us. We actually get their resume. We really want to make sure there's a fit. Does it make sense for them to be a consultant? There's a lot of independence in the industry, a lot of a scalability, a lot of excitement, and it has to make sense for us. So we take them through a due diligence process to really ensure that it is a good selection. So usually it is done through our website. Then we connect with them, get their resume, get an understanding of what their background is. This is not a good fit for everyone, but some people who want that independence, want the ability to work from their home or not, to really strong proponent of entrepreneurship and business ownership, strong mm-hmm. communicators. Those are some key things we look for. So, yes, thanks so much, Jack and Deb. I appreciate your asking that.
Absolutely. And finally tonight, if anybody has some additional questions for you that that they'd like to reach out and maybe ask a little bit more about BAI, or, you know, just maybe something else that you mentioned on the show tonight, what's a good way for them to reach you? Is it through LinkedIn, or do you have another method that you like to chat with folks?
LinkedIn is good, as well as, you know, our Business Alliance website. I have a contact link on that. You know, use my verb. You can Google my name and you will find me. I can pretty much guarantee it. Natalie Barnes out of Seattle. So my main name is Darrow. My legal name is Natalie Darrow Barnes, but you can say Natalie Barnes Franchising and you would probably, I bet, find me pretty easily. So yes, I'm pretty easy to access, whether it's through the company Facebook page or through you know, LinkedIn. Absolutely. Deb keeps us intact on that area.
Yeah, if we can't find you on Google, I'm going to come to you, Deb, and say, hey, what's going on?
Absolutely. Oh dear. What, Natalie, give us your website though. Give us the website URL.
Yeah. www.businessallianceinc.com.
Good. Looking forward to seeing that new web face. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure having you.
I appreciate what you and Jack do. It's really exciting and necessary for us older folks, you know, that challenge, our challenge in technology. So Deb knows my challenges often, and so she hears it verbally. So thank you so much for what you guys both do.
Thank You're you welcome. So much for that, and thank you for joining Social Geek Radio tonight.
Okay. You're well, welcome. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.